We're discussing yesterday the Shaila of a non-Jew in the Beis Knesses. I'd like to segue into a related Shaila, and that is one raised by Psi Pesach Frank in his Tshuvas Har Tzvi, Arachayim Chelek Aleph Simen Pei Hei, with regard to a non-Jew who enters into a Beis Knesses wearing a cross necklace. Are you mechuyev to prevent them from entering in with that cross necklace on because of the iser of lo savi to'eva al beisecha, or perhaps not? So, to begin with, Rav Frank first turns our attention to Yeredeya Simen Kuf Mem Aleph, Sif Aleph, where the Rama writes the following. The Rama says, Sura shemishtachvim lo, an image, a form that they bow to, dino kedin selem, the aser below bittul. It has the status of an avodah zara, and it is forbidden as an avodah zara unless the non-Jew is mevatel it. So says the Rama in Yeredeya Kuf Mem Aleph Sif Aleph. When one looks at the same passage in the Rama in the newer edition, Machon Yerushalayim Shulchan Aruch, you find a subtle change of words. Instead of Sura Shemishtachavim Lo, you find the phrase Shesi Ve'erev Shemishtachavim Lo, very explicitly referring to a cross, not just a Sura, a image in general, but a Shesi Ve'erev, a cross that they bow to. Dino Kedin Selem has the status of an Avodah Zarah. Rama continues, and in the standard edition, that is the censored edition, it says, Aval osan shetolin bitzavar lizikaron, those that they hang around their neck as a reminder. And I look at the uncensored edition, Aval shesi ve'erev shetolin bitzavar lizikaron, clearly a cross necklace that they wear just as a reminder. Shabau mimkom mosehem, that they bring with them from where they come from. In the Hagos, they quote the Beis Yosef in the name of the Mordechai, who writes, Shabau mitausam. They come as a result of their mistaken ways, perhaps. But either way, Shesi ve'erev shetolin betzavar lezicharon, lezicharon, at a cross that is hanging from the neck as a simple reminder, lo mikri tzalem amutter, that's not a tzalem, that's mutter. So the Rama tells us essentially the following. Cross necklace, if they worship it, mishtachavim lo, avodah zara, aser. If it's just a zikaron, just a reminder, mutter. But Frank then cites the Shach, who says the following. He says, when the Rama says if they hang it from their neck as a zikaron, it's mutter. That means, says the Shach, if you know that they don't worship that cross necklace. But he says, if you don't know for certain, what would be the din, says the Shach, if you find some sort of kli, some sort of utensil, and there is on the utensil some sort of image that we know is at times worshipped. There is concern that they worship this particular image on this particular kli, since that is an image that is generally worshipped. And then you have to be choshesh that this is also an avodah zara. And so the Shach writes that perhaps when it comes to a shesi ve'erev, since that is something which is an object of worship, perhaps one should be concerned that this necklace with a cross on it is also an avodah zara. So writes the Shach. But the Shach then quotes the Ran, who says, in reference to a utensil on which a shesi ve'erev is engraved upon, along with the image of a nursing woman, he writes, the Ran says, they don't worship these images on these utensils. It's just a religious reminder. It's not a object of worship. So says the Ran. And the Shach quotes Ben Yerucham, if you come across an image of a woman and child, or the image of a shesi ve'erev, a cross with a fellow hanging from it. Says the Ben Yerucham, well, maybe these are only made for decorative purposes, not for actual object of worship purposes. Maybe they're there for mutter bahana. But it's a suffix, says the Ben Yerucham. Maybe one should be machmir, shayla v'nesir daraisa. And so the shach, says Reb Frank, seems to be somewhat back and forth. If one has this cross necklace, is it an object of worship? Is it just a religious reminder? If it's potentially worship, then it's usur, avodah zarah. If it's just a religious reminder, it's just a decorative piece of jewelry, then it's not usur. He seems to be somewhat up in the air about it. So, right, so Frank, one gets the impression from the shach that this cross necklace, he says, is a suffix of avodah zarah, and one should usur it misuffic. Now, working with that, Frank then says, even if we take that assumption that it's a potential avodah zarah and usur misuffic, but here the non-Jew is walking to the shul with it. I didn't bring it in. He's walking with it around his neck. Do I have to stop him? What do I do? Is that an issur v'lo savi to'eva abesacha? Is it not? So, Frank quotes, Machlokas Rishonim, is the issur v'lo tavi to'eva abesacha only when I get personal benefit from the avodah zarah? That's the opinion of the Rambam. In which case here, I get no hanah from this guy wearing a necklace when he walks into my shul, not in violation of lo savi to'eva abesacha. But the Arayim implies that no, even without Hana, the fact that there is a To'eva in my home and a Avodah Zarah in my home is itself problematic as an Issa Doraisa. Machlokas Rambam and Sefer Arayim. And so says Rav Frank, this is also subject of dispute. But he says, but that's only when you bring it in. I didn't bring this in. This guy walks in with it around his neck. I didn't bring it in. He brought it in. So you can't argue there's an Issa V'Osavi To'eva Abesacha if I didn't bring it in because he brought it in. So, Frank concludes as follows. He says, bottom line, this fellow walks in with a shasi ve'erev around his neck. It's not definitely avodah zarah, and I didn't bring it in, he brought it in. And if there's concern about that by expelling him, that might cause some very serious tensions, it might perhaps escalate between Jews and non-Jews. So Frank says, maybe sheva tasa, just being passive is preferred. But he says, but to invite such individuals who are wearing a cross necklace into your base knesses, that he says you should not do. Definitely not. That you definitely should not do. There was a very much spoken about visit a number of years back to the YU based Medrash, a group of apparently leading Christian cardinals wanted to visit to see how a successful religious seminary functions. They wanted to see how Chavrusa study works, what it's all about. It was not a visit that the Rosh Yeshiva were encouraging nor in favor of. In fact, there were some Rosh Yeshiva who made certain to make a beeline for the door as soon as they did make their entry. They came through the front door. Particularly Rosh Yeshiva ran out the back door as soon as they came in. It was, I think, a visit that was deemed necessary by the administrators due to political considerations. And so it was that this group of cardinals came in. I think the understanding before they came in was that they would at least conceal the shasi, the air that they wear around their necks. That much they did. So perhaps one might argue that we didn't invite them. They requested to come, and it was deemed for whatever political reasons to be somewhat of a necessity to avoid creating undesirable tensions between two different religious movements within the country. But again, that relates to the Shaila here. It's a suffix of Arazar to begin with, according to the Shach, but I didn't invite them in. I'm not bringing it in, so I'm not violation of the suffix Toeva Besacha. Certainly not getting Hanah from that. So that relates to this question that Tzvi Pesach Frank dealt with. That much, right? They did cover their heads, that's true. Right. A related question that was asked by Talmud a few weeks ago, and then just today, Chaver and the Rabbanus posed the same question. Talmud of mine was considering going to Fordham for law school. He's worrying in advance about the graduation, having to wear the gowns with the Fordham logo on it. Fordham logo has a Shesi Ve'erev in their logo, has a cross on their university logo. There's no one hanging from it, but it's a cross. It's a Shasiv Erev. Is that permissible to wear? Very much relates to the Shaila. According to the Shach, would you argue that there's a suffix that anybody worships this? I can't imagine that a logo on a gown for graduation or on a sweatshirt with the university logo was thought of by anybody nowadays as an object of worship. I think it would be pretty clear nowadays that this is only a zikaron ba'alma, only a reminder of their religious affiliations, in which case there's no din avodah zara, there'd be no isser hanah, and l'chor, there shouldn't be a, strictly speaking, isser involved in wearing it. And that being said, one still has to ask, is it appropriate? Is it something to be encouraged? That's a different shayla altogether, even if not in violation of initial lav d'oraisa, but to be parading around as a frum Jew wearing a religious reminder of somebody else's religious affiliations on my sweater, that certainly is presumably far from appropriate. And therefore that question, though, should, I think, still be considered seriously as to whether it is appropriate or not, although I do think based on the Shach that there's no Shach that's an actual object of worship, it's just a religious reminder, so it shouldn't be Ashtar Pidin, but again, whether it's appropriate or not, that's a very different question altogether. And perhaps we'll discuss in a future shir a related Shaila of Moshe has a Chuvah Negros Moshe or Deach HaLegalav Simen Samach Tes. Can a stamp collector sell stamps that in some countries, some stamps, they are very religious nature. Pictures of priests bearing crosses. Is there an Isser engaging in Mecha Chomemka with such stamps? Rav Moshe was asked. Again, a related question to this overall issue.